Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, August 26, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Chicago, Illinois. We had a user today reporting that he is seeing what amounts to a denial of service from users in his networks trying to download certificate revocation lists. We started looking at certificate revocation lists back when Heartbleed came out because a lot of these certificates had to be revoked, and as a result, some of the certificate revocation lists became quite large. So far, we don't have any independent verification whether or not this is just an isolated problem with this particular user or if others experience similar issues. Certificate revocation lists are cached by browsers typically for several days to up to a week or even longer, so the download shouldn't really cause a lot of traffic, but it's always possible that a browser update, for example, changes this behavior. Our own sample of certificate revocation lists didn't really show any abnormal behavior so far. And the next puzzle we kind of want to solve is port 1900 denial of service attacks. UDP port 1900 is also used by Universal Plug and Play, so you may see some traffic inside your network. It's not really clear what the amplifying mechanism here is or the reflection mechanism that is being exploited by these attacks. According to Jim, who also observed these attacks in his day jobs, the typical packet size is 300 bytes, which of course is a little bit shorter than what we have seen, sort of, for example, with DNS reflective attacks, but certainly, depending on what the inbound traffic was, could amount to some significant amplification. So again, take a look on your network, see if you can observe this traffic internally, and if so, we would appreciate any kind of packet traces that you are willing to share. And the Sony PlayStation network is in the crosshair of hackers again. This time, apparently, it wasn't breached, but a denial of service attack is underway against the network, preventing many players from joining online games. This attack did not stop just by attacking the PlayStation network. In addition, a fake bomb threat was placed against a flight that was currently boarded by Sony Online Entertainment's president, and that flight had to be grounded as a result. Two different hacker groups are claiming responsibility for these attacks. Not clear how genuine these claims are at this point. Anti-malware vendor Kaspersky conducted an interesting survey among users in 23 different countries investigating responses to online threats. Turns out that most users are concerned and aware of various threats. For example, about 60% of users are concerned that their personal data may be stolen or worry that they may be spied on using their devices. On the other hand, there is very little these users then do in order to protect themselves. For example, users do not install antivirus solutions, and a good percentage of users do not password protect mobile devices or desktops. Of course, given that this survey was conducted by Kaspersky, it's no surprise that they're a little bit concerned that people don't buy their anti-malware. On the other hand, basic behavior like not using password is certainly something that is somewhat surprising. But then again, if you look a little bit deeper at that survey, they say less than 80% of computers on OS X and Windows were password protected, which actually means that only about 20% or so are not protected, which in my opinion is actually better than what I would have expected, given that many of these computers are probably inside homes and in that respect reasonably well secured. Mobile devices are a little bit more of an issue. For example, what they're saying that only 2/3 of mobile devices had passwords. Now, then again, if you ever try to set up a strong password on a mobile device, guys, it's not really made easy, in particular if you're trying then to enter that password on the go. For the full report, see the link in the show notes. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.